Welcome to the off-topic podcast. Who said we even needed an intro? Let's just get straight into it. I'm Malachi. I go to Jefferson High School, which sucks. Yeah, that's me.
I'm Keandra. I go to Hedgesville High School. It sucks slightly less.
My name's Destiny. I go to Musterman. And our school is better than your guys' school.
I'm Jake. I go to Hedgesville. And to be honest, none of the schools are very good.
So I think we should start with an icebreaker. Our topic for the icebreaker is, we can start with something easy, favorite food. So I'll go first. My favorite food is French toast.
That's a good pick. That's a really good pick. My favorite food, pretty much anything from Asia.
Oh, yeah.
Korean food, Chinese food, Japanese food. Asian food.
Okay, completely different and random, but like I can support both. Those are good options. I just mean like two opposite sides of the spectrum. Because like any type of Asian food, and then like generic pizza that I get at a Domino's.
No.
Oh, not Domino's. Not Domino's.
No. Oh, Domino's. Literally.
Why are you a hater on Domino's? It's not that bad.
Domino's.
It just sucks.
It's just, okay. I like Papa John's is the best.
Papa John's.
Okay, I can let that go. Domino's isn't my favorite. I'd say probably Caesar's.
Why don't you like Papa John's? Is Domino's your favorite? Little Caesar's. Little Caesar's is good if you're at
their dough is like so soggy.
Okay, if you get it straight from the place, and I mean you were there when it was done being made, and you grabbed it right when they put it in the box.
No, I once got a.
But other than that, it is not ready.
I once got a pizza. It might be hot, but it's going to be soggy. Little Caesars. I just got myself a small pepperoni and cheese pizza. They hand it to me. It's dough with sauce and cheese on it. Not even pepperoni, just dough. They just shoved the dough. I didn't even see them put it in the oven or take it out of the oven. I just saw them stick a piece of stale dough into a box and hand it to me.
And see, that's why I like Papa John's, is because they hand tossed. It is, and I don't know. Maybe
like
Domino's does this too. I don't know.
Ooh, last time,
yeah, Domino's sauce is really good. I like the garlic.
I don't know. I'll be honest.
Too, but Lido's pizza.
Oh yeah, that's like
I don't
Kings.
Think Lido's delivers, so I don't really count them as like
Kings is like chain. My all time favorite. Like I
it's
love
more
their
of
pizza,
a chain
but
Italian restaurant.
It is.
Kings
I don't know.
Like,
yeah, King.
Kings
well,
is
but
like
Kings,
the traditional.
Is Kings
yeah.
It
is. Yeah.
It's like a hole in the wall. Like I went to and this is some of the best pizza I've ever had. I went to Pennsylvania for a week over the summer. We were right outside of like New Jersey. It was right on like, so I was staying with my aunt and uncle, and their house is right. Right on the shore of the Delaware River, you know, where like Washington crossed, right? So we go over the bridge because my aunt works at a Chick-fil-A right over the bridge in New Jersey. So we're over there, and my uncle's like, well, since we're over here, we might as well stop and grab some, you know, like pizza for dinner. Because we had already had Chick-fil-A that week. So my uncle, we're driving for a good 30 minutes, pulls up on this hole-in-the-wall little pizza place. He walks out, two huge boxes, and these weren't extra large. These were just a normal large. I'm saying, like, huge. Like you think of an extra large from, like, Domino's?
I think I know what you're talking about.
It was like that, okay? Maybe bigger. And also, I don't know what it's called. I just remember some of the best pizza I've ever had. Also, when I went to New York, what was it? I think it was the spring break of my freshman year, and I'm a junior, so 2 years ago.
Oh yeah, totally agree.
New York pizza is the best. Okay, basically, you know what's going to be good pizza if it is a hole in the wall. If it is a middle of nowhere, like, not a chain, just a hole in the wall pizza place. It's even better when there's an old guy behind the counter. If there's an old person behind the counter, oh my gosh. Or an old person with, like, teenager or like an old person in the back and there's a teenager at like the front, you know it's going to be good because that teenager is probably the old person's like grandkid and that old person probably the one who owns it.
I definitely get it. I went down to New York and you'd find like these little places. I mean, I don't know how it was possibly legal to have a pizza place running out of this building. Like, it was so small, it had to be a fire hazard.
I know what you're talking about.
Did you guys know Delaware has
that's really all that matters,
and a
right?
Mario's pizza? Yeah. I'm trying to find the pizza place he's talking about because I know what he's talking about.
So while you're looking for that,
Grotto.
While we're on the topic
was
of New York.
Was it Grotto Pizza?
When I was in
yes.
New York.
Yes. Oh, my God. That place is so good.
I think so. Wait, do you have a picture?
No.
Okay, when I say hole in the wall, it is a 5 foot long sign that just says someone, name pizza. And it is a tiny little building in this old rundown strip mall of a little place.
I thought you were talking about Grotto's, which is one of the best pizza places I've ever been to. They're only in New Jersey.
Sounds like a chain. It looked like a chain from that picture you showed me.
It's like right between New Jersey and Delaware. But that was some of the best pizza I've ever had. It was so good. Anyways, our icebreaker was favorite food. So before we get too off topic.
Oh. Oh, right. Sorry, Keandra, you go ahead.
Ooh.
That's a good one. I went to Cheesecake Factory once with my ex-girlfriend and her dad. And her dad called me a wuss because I wouldn't eat a whole second piece of... It was in a joking way, but her dad called me a wuss because I wouldn't eat an entire second piece of cheesecake after I had just eaten four whole mini steak tacos, a bowl of rice, and
but
half
the,
of a
that Cheesecake Factory, cheesecake, like, so. Pieces of cheesecake are... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're, like...
Cheesecake is a...
It is
so
very expensive,
like a specific
but they were
type
also,
of cheesecake,
know,
or just...
I'd be talking about my ex-girlfriend.
I'd say you can
podcast.
Talk about anyone as long as you don't bring up
whatever.
Names. Yeah.
I'm not naming names, but you know my name, so if you know who
okay,
I am, then you
like,
know who I'm talking about.
What kind of cheesecake, though?
Hopefully she's not listening to this.
Have you ever tried white chocolate Reese's cheesecake? It's actually so good.
Sounds mid. Oh my gosh, I hate Reese's cups.
Exactly. Not even the one with like the Reese's puffs in them.
No.
Ooh, the caramel ones.
No. 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 No.
Yes.
No. Reese's puffs are good. Anything else made by Reese's is trash. Except for that one ride at Hershey Park.
And
you can't kick me off the podcast. I'm a founding member. We've already recorded like...
It's been like
we've already recorded like half of the pilot episode, which...
Yeah, it has not been that long.
Okay, a third of the pilot episode.
We'll
you cannot
later.
Kick me out. A third was the first episode.
Lemon stuff, which is like... Noodles and chicken with lemon sauce made out of it on top of it. It's amazing. I love it.
Sounds kind of good. Second favorite food is something that my mom makes. It's called fry bread. It's a, like, Native American dish. It's so good. It's so, so, so good. There's two ways to make it in the Navajo culture. There's the female way and the male way. Female is a lot softer and chewier, and the male way is a lot tougher.
Malachi did air quotations there. I did. Just so. Who knows?
Well, yeah, because how are you going to gender food?
Male, air quotations.
I know.
Well, I was just clarifying.
It's okay. Yeah. Oh my God.
I've had fry bread tacos. Fry bread steak tacos. It was 2 summers ago, I think. It was after church one day. My parents were like, "Hey, we're going over to some old friends for dinner." I was like, "All right." Well, it was me and my family. It was my parents and my 3 brothers. And so we went over, and the husband made a ghost pepper salsa, which was amazing. Like burn your face off salt. It was really good. And then they made fry bread tacos, and it was amazing. And I made
my mom, whenever she makes fry bread tacos, obviously she makes the fry bread. She makes her own salsa, her own guacamole, and she adds her own seasonings like into the meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm big on cooking. My past 2 jobs have been cooking, which, by the way, anyone listening, if you have a hobby that you enjoy, do not make that hobby a paid job.
Or maybe consider all the implications of working in retail or in the food industry, because if you enjoy cooking, pursuing it as a career could be a good idea, as long as it's something you genuinely enjoy doing and you can see yourself pursuing.
Well, so here's the thing with me, is I genuinely enjoy cooking. I will go into the kitchen and I will cook, right? I do not, like, and maybe it's just these places that I've worked, but for me, cooking is not dropping some frozen potatoes into a fryer. Cooking is, I'd like to work at Cafe Rio. Cafe Rio seems like a very fun place to work for me, because that is very, you have to have cooking skills to work there, because they do everything, I don't know.
Everything is homemade. It's not, frozen.
They cut their own vegetables. They cook. Everything is made there. It's not, taken out of. Well, I'm sure there's some stuff that is, I'm sure they have some things that are taken out of the freezer or put, from a bag.
It's not just.
But the way that it is prepared is not just putting stuff in an air fryer or throw soggy oil.
I think that, fast food.
I'd like to work at Cafe Rio. Cafe Rio sounds good.
To never work at a fast food chain. Because a big philosophy of mine is to pursue a job that you, already do for fun. I'm a photographer, and I'm very, very interested in forensics and mortuary science like that, so I want to be a forensic photographer, because that is something that I would do if I didn't get paid for it.
Yeah,
I would do it anyway,
understandable.
Okay. So I think that's what people should base jobs on, but if it's Jake is playing Brawl Stars.
Okay, actually, I... No, I'm not. I did. Okay, actually,
here we go.
I hate the new Brawler. I hate him so much. No, I'm not going to talk about it. There's my opinion. So anyone listening that plays Brawl Stars, I hate Kenji. Terrible Brawler.
Jake
cool design.
Got muted.
Yes.
We need to have, a specific button that is just, Jake mute. Don't you dare take my mic. Ow,
unfortunately. Unfortunately, Jake has been voted off the island, and he will not be returning.
He turned me back on.
We'll discuss his replacement next episode.
What do you mean? You can't just... Again. Again, we're halfway through the pilot episode.
No,
you cannot kick me off.
We have to stick with it.
What are you doing?
Oh,
I apologize.
Messed up my phone.
Apologies to all the listeners. Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties with Malachi over here.
It's not my fault.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, we're keeping it.
We're going to cut all this out. Hold on. Let's have a moment of silence so we can cut out the Brawl Stars talk.
We're keeping it in.
Following. Hey, let's cut out the
he didn't
banging the Genji.
Isn't that Overwatch?
Genji? Like, isn't that Overwatch? No, it's Kenji. He's a samurai. He cuts suit. Well, he's a air quotes samurai. Okay, listen, Gabriel. And I don't know if the audio listeners can hear. Well, I guess. They're only audio listeners. I don't know if the listeners can hear my conversation, so I may seem very schizophrenic right now. But Gabriel, he heals like there is no tomorrow. Okay, he heals way too fast. Poco's a support character. What damage is he doing?
I think it's gonna get violence.
Okay. Poco dos Locos. Okay. You know who needs a buff?
Wait.
You know who
I'm
needs
just
a buff?
Now realizing.
Gene is the best bro.
We actually have a member who was never introduced. Gabriel, our producer. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. We love you so much. You do so much for us.
Yes, you've stopped recorded and
love you, Gabriel.
Started
you're
recording
the best.
So many times for us.
Red.
Oh my.
Red. You can't do that with the sound effects.
Yes, I can.
Hey, hold on. Audio listeners, there's about to be a very loud noise.
Yeah, do like a little like.
Okay, you're gonna
like
cut that, and you're gonna put that right after
advice.
I say red.
Yeah.
Right after I say red in.
Depends.
In the
can
audio,
they actually hear the conversations that we have with him?
Right,
like, is it loud
I
enough?
Say red.
I don't.
Yeah, but it is it.
I don't. Well, that got.
Wait, everybody, stop talking.
But.
Gabriel, once everybody stops talking, I want you to talk in the tone that we were just talking
about
Brawl Stars in, okay?
How he has too much healing when he gets infinite.
I want to hear this hearsay about Kenji and how he has too much healing when he
gets infinite. I don't like Stu either. I think he's a terrible brawler.
I don't like Stu either. I think Stu is a terrible brawler. He sucks. He sucks. He literally sucks. The only good brawler, no. There are only three good brawlers, okay?
Oh,
you
so the audience
are.
Really does
El
think
Primo,
he's schizophrenic because they can only heal one side of this.
Gene.
Because he's not getting picked up.
Yeah, it's being picked up.
No, they can hear.
It's
I can. Whenever he's talking,
slightly
I can
no.
see my little thing on here.
No.
Being
no.
picked up by mine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't
playback?
Understand how a kid who plays Brawl Stars got
listen
a girlfriend
a
and also asked her to homecoming. But. That's a fun topic. That's a fun topic we could do. Second. Yeah, that's a fun topic
second,
we could do with homecoming.
Actually.
Shut up. Yeah. Homecoming.
You want to start us off, Malachi?
Me?
Yeah, homecoming.
No, it has not.
Guys?
Not for
wait,
all
wait, hold on. This isn't coming out until after.
No, it
homecoming.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not
we
for all. Well, actually, that
oh,
depends.
Dang, us is this weekend.
Spring Mills homecoming is like November 3rd.
Yeah,
really?
What's this Saturday?
November 3rd.
Jefferson's October 19th.
Yeah. Hedgesville.
Us is pretty early. Yeah. Us is this weekend.
See, that's a normal homecoming time.
Oh.
Jefferson's
so,
I know.
So
I'm cutting it really close. I just asked.
I'm not sure about.
Jake has leaped.
Jake has taken off his headphones.
Hold on.
He's raised his chair. He's very happy
he's
about
sure
it.
Anymore.
I just found
breaking
it
news.
Adjust a chair.
Breaking news. Jake learns what a chair
it's
is.
It's incredible.
Not
watching
funny,
his brain work.
Definitely.
Okay.
But yeah, I was
anyways,
cutting it kind of close.
I like it low.
Very early homecomings, which is weird. But I didn't really. I haven't actually asked my girlfriend to homecoming because we're not going to homecoming. We're just going to get dressed up and then go ice skating with some
okay,
of our friends.
Okay, fun.
I was just weird and off-putting and slightly neurodivergent, and my girlfriend was just like, that's the one. I want that one. And then I was like, I'm writing her a little card to because she doesn't like a bunch of attention on her. So I'm just writing her a little card and buying her some stuff to be like, will you go to homecoming with me? And then we're not even going to go to homecoming. We're just going to get dressed up, go ice skating.
Yeah, that's actually cute.
That's actually so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to dress up and go ice
skating
with me?
We're going with my best friend and her boyfriend as well. Because they were actually, our little group was, they were the first people I became friends with freshman year at Jefferson. So we're like all just reconnecting to like, go to homecoming, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, but
hang out. You're making your own homecoming.
Exactly.
It's cute. Yeah, exactly. No, so Hedgesville's is this Saturday. I was cutting it kind of close, asking on Wednesday. But technically, I had already asked. My mom works at my high school, and so every once in a while, I will go out and hang out in her classroom when I don't have someplace to be. Good job, Jake. Yes, you do.
I know your mom.
But she is my mom's TA, so that's how we met, and we just started talking. And she just happens to go to a GSA meeting, which for those of you who don't know, stands for Gender and Sexuality Alliance. Basically, it's a gay club. So that's when we met. So I was pretty confident. But I love that it was so random. So I knew she was most likely batting for the Vites team for me. So then I asked.
Sorry, I'll stop. Okay, sorry. Okay, so you're not going to say anything about that? Listeners, Malachi just pulled out their phone after...
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about what
I just got in trouble for having my
at.
Phone out by my other podcast members.
Okay, so, Mushman, whoever goes to Mushman on this, listening to this podcast, we have our homecoming October 19th, and our themes are very interesting. Because we only have 4 days of Spirit Days, and one of the days I have a jersey for that has Bel-Air 2023 on it. But there's also a person that must have been wanted to ask to homecoming, just I'm very scared to ask them.
You know what I say to that?
That's the issue. He's a
photographer. I say, Destiny, the worst thing that this person could say is no. Or
I don't know how like ask a photographer a homecoming because I never see this kid.
What does that mean?
Do you have any of his like?
So okay.
What?
Then ask him over social media.
Are you friends
like
with him?
Call
do you
him,
know
be like,
him?
Hey.
So do you know him or is it just a guy that you saw and you're like or like you've had like, one interaction like do you know him or is this just a
Yeah, we ball. Like, he
like, you know, we ball.
He reached out to me.
I'm going
to
ask
a,
this random person.
To a note that I said, "Say I need more photographer friends." And he said that we should get together and work together sometime. And I had to say no, and I feel so bad. Because my parents are so strict. They're very, very strict. I love my parents.
That's awesome.
No.
Yeah.
my one parent.
All right. Well, good for you, Keandra.
It's coming up, bud.
The same as mine.
So, my homecoming, it was...
the same homecoming. We both go to Hedgesville.
Oh, yeah. So me and Keandra, we both go to Hedgesville, so we have the same homecoming. It is Saturday the 28th. I'm pretty excited. I asked this girl a few weeks ago, right? Probably like 2 weeks ago, I think. And then on Monday, me and my best friends, we've been wanting to hang out because usually we hang out as a group, like me and then my best friend, and then we have like a bunch of other guys that we hang out with, right? So me and my best friend, we were like, yeah, we should do something like just the two of us. And I was like, sick. And he was like, pull up to Spirit Halloween. And I said, okay, I will. So we go to the mall, we go to Spirit Halloween, and we're looking around, and he buys a monkey costume. So last Halloween, me and him dressed up. I was a monkey, and he was a banana. And then some of our other friends were also monkeys. Like one of my friends was a gorilla. So we pull up to Spirit Halloween. He buys a monkey costume. We mess around in the mall for a little bit. He buys me some pretzels. And we go to a few stores. We go to Dick's. We check out some cleats and some lacrosse sticks. And so after we walk outside and he's like, all right, put on your monkey costume. We're going to my girlfriend's house. And I'm like, okay. And we had already talked about this previously, so I knew what he was talking about when he said this. We were going to do a homecoming like proposal, and he had already asked her, right? Do it for fun, right? We drive from the mall in Hagerstown to his girlfriend's house, which is live relatively close, probably within 15 minutes of each other. So me and him, we drive separately because I'm driving my car. He's in his car. We drive to his girlfriend's house. He's like, okay, go to the door and go make a ruckus, right? So I go, I bang on the door a little bit, and then I start making some monkey noise. I start jumping around. I go, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ooh, ooh, ah, ah. Start jumping around. She comes to the door, and she's like, what are you doing? And then he comes out from around the car. From around her mom's car, actually. And he comes up to the
That's
door
so
holding
adorable,
a sign that says, will you monkey around with me at HoCo? I'll go bananas. And she, of course, she says yes. There are, you know. And then, like, 5 seconds after she says yes, he turns around to me and he goes, we should go do this for your girlfriend. And I'm like, okay. Because I had, I don't know, I wasn't going to do, like, anything like that. I had already asked her, like, a few weeks ago. So we drive to my girlfriend's house. And then we do the same thing for her, where he goes up and knocks on her door, and then I come up making with the sign. And so she says yes. And so that is how I asked my girlfriend for the second time to go to homecoming. Well, seeing as how we were already dating and she had already said yes before,
yeah.
I wasn't worried about her saying no to the silly.
Yeah, it's a what,
what if she? What if she had not said yes before and this was the first time I was asking
yeah.
her? I would expect her to say no because I'm asking her
yes,
a week before
be.
Homecoming. I would be the worst person
yeah,
on earth to ask someone a week before homecoming.
What would your comeback for it? But like, what would your comeback be? Like, do it like banana theme back? Like if she said no,
you
should
have thought
about
it. He's not that smart.
You think I'm smart enough to think ahead?
Be.
I'm not.
You should be.
Anyway,
that's
so that's how I asked my girlfriend.
Adorable.
Gabriel,
that's really
I know they can't really hear you, but are you going to homecoming?
Deadpan. Deadpan
no.
stared.
He said no.
Boring.
Hey, Gabby,
yeah.
Be nice. See, Gabriel is working instead of going to homecoming, which, you know what, I admire that, because Gabriel never stops working.
Yeah, he almost like
almost
cut his like finger off once, and he still
That's
went.
That's commitment.
True, yeah.
Oh my gosh!
With what exactly?
He didn't cut his finger
it's
off. He stabbed.
Dramatic.
It.
An exact more dramatic.
You stabbed yourself with an X-Acto knife, and then went to work.
How yeah.
Bad was it?
After he texted me, he was like, "I really hope I don't have to do any heavy lifting." And then he goes to work.
You work at Dollar General. What?
Yeah. There's like inventory and stuff.
Guys, since we are talking about the job topic. Are there any, like, job areas that you recommend I apply for?
Can't relate. I don't have a job.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I tried to apply for Old Navy, and they said no.
Not exactly.
Did I tell you guys about that already?
I was good enough to get
I think I told Malika. Yeah, Old Navy did not. They rejected me. After I got an interview. So, I was good enough to get an interview, which means that I'm not bad.
You
I just
should've was
not got their better list. Than... The other girl that was in there, so.
They just, Old Navy and a lot of other like, retail places,
I
they like to hire
times.
Pretty
I
girls.
I do not ever want to work in retail.
Because I'm a boy.
Especially not with my classmates. Yeah. They're terrifying.
Yeah, imagine working in retail.
Yeah, Gabe.
Imagine. Imagine working in retail, Gabriel.
I want to work in retail.
Yeah, we're messing around with
Better than
with
working
you.
With food.
I know. I
so
work
lovely.
In the lovely place of Shepherdstown.
Let's not.
Yes.
Where do you work? Why don't you tell everybody this? Kind of podcast?
No.
He
just hit his mic.
I'm not gonna tell everybody. I'm not gonna tell people. Now I want to.
That
know.
Would be good, Ashley. Wait, no, don't say it. Whisper it to him.
Where? Wait, I need a job, please.
You guys will be talking the whole shift.
You could be coworkers, Malachi.
I'm only working
weekends.
Well,
we probably get scheduled at different times.
You won't stop.
Yeah,
and I'd work weeks.
It sounds like a music store. Oh.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a food place?
I'm
Never mind. I don't want to work there.
We go off topic.
It's the off topic podcast.
How
did
we get
what
here
happens.
From homecoming again?
Yep.
It's perfect for us.
Slightly off
yeah,
topic.
Yeah, it's a slightly off topic podcast.
I think we should just cut the joke and then leave this in.
Yeah.
So that people are,
confused.
You know.
Like exclusive content.
I don't know.
You have to come to us to know.
You have to subscribe to our Patreon.
Subscribe to our Patreon for $5 a month. Starting members get a special.
It's really, really, really sad if you can't afford $5
yeah,
a month.
Yeah, special exclusive content.
I'm just kidding, guys. There's no. I'm
There's no Patreon.
There's no Patreon. This is it. We're literally recording. This is our one episode that we have right now.
Yeah, we're never recording again. This is our one and only.
Oh, don't say that. They're never gonna come back.
Dang, nabbit. We are.
We're trying to make money from this. Wait.
No, we're not.
Do we get paid? Do we get paid or does
no.
the school get paid?
You get paid in experience,
Jake. You don't get paid for this, bud.
Yeah.
So the school just gets all the money.
Yes, this is a simulated workplace. We're getting the.
So we're unpaid interns, is what
yes.
I'm hearing?
Yes.
That's exactly what we are.
That's exactly what we are.
Are you just not realizing this? He didn't know.
He didn't.
Nobody told
you. Are you just in it for the money, Jake?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Why would we get paid for a school podcast?
Back up. You're yelling into the mic. You need to calm down.
Yeah. Why would we get paid?
Because I could be taking two other history classes and a second science class right now.
Now, why would you want that?
Yeah, why would you want that?
I would leave Jefferson at the same time every day because I have all of my credits.
They let you do that?
Yeah.
As a junior?
Anyway, you know what I think is kind of messed up? Is
That's
that
crazy.
How do you have all your credits?
Only seniors can do that.
Really?
Yes.
Juniors
I'm
and seniors get OSE.
Only seniors.
Why do people have to make three times the minimum wage to have a livable...
Yeah.
Like, can we?
Our society sucks.
Yeah.
Can we please talk about the political economic state of the world right now?
No, but that's a good topic to talk about because
like,
we're all like, we're
seriously,
we're transitioning into adulthood.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to work three jobs, and people are like, and then like people will say like, suck it up, work 90 hours. That is not the goal.
Working 90 hours a week is first of all unhealthy. Second
yeah,
of all, you should not have to work over the 40 hours a week
to live.
Are it given to
yeah,
you.
It's, I think it's...
Okay, well...
Are we ending it? Well, we got really off topic today, but it's in the name. Thanks for listening.